Blog Talk Radio.
Giants fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Big Blue View Radio. I'm Ed Valentine, editor and lead blogger at Big Blue View, and your host for this show. We come to you on Monday morning, the day after the Philadelphia Eagles and New England Patriots advanced to this year's Super Bowl. As hard as it is for Giants fans, we congratulate both of those teams on their victories and on moving on to the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit about the Super Bowl before our show ends. But first, I think we need to talk about the big news of the day as it is, you know, relating to the Giants. Of course, the Eagles' victory on Sunday, a blowout over the Minnesota Vikings, means that the Giants and Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, are now free to strike a deal, as expected, you know, to make Shurmur the head coach of the Giants in 2018, and hopefully for a good while after that. Reports are at this point, you know, that Shurmur went back to Minnesota with the Vikings last night rather than leave the team and fly straight to New Jersey. I can't blame him for that. It's a bit of a whirlwind for him at this point. A lot going on. You know, wants to finish up in Minnesota, obviously, you know, with the things that he needs to do or should do there. And that actually is kind of a class move on his part, not to just abandon ship quickly. So I have no problem with that. What it looks like right now is it looks like, according to all reports and all the information that we've seen to this point, it looks like Shurmur will be in New Jersey on Tuesday. Maybe he'll get to New Jersey, you know, sometime later on Monday night, but we'll see about that. It looks like he'll be in New Jersey on Tuesday. Still has to have a final meeting with the Giants. It sounds mostly like a formality in that he has not met face-to-face with co-owner Steve Tisch to this point. His original interview was with co-owner John Mara, GM Dave Gettleman, and assistant general manager Kevin Abrams. So he has to meet with Steve Tisch at that point, you know, has to finalize contract terms. I know that the Giants would really like to get this done quickly, sooner rather than later, because as the NFL world spins, we're deep into preparation for the 2018 NFL draft. And this is Senior Bowl week. Three really critical days, especially in quarterback evaluation. Practices start Tuesday afternoon. So practices, the heavy practices would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Apparently the Giants' plan is for Dave Gettleman to be there, probably a lot of the Giants scouts to be there. I'm sure that they would like to get their head coach there as soon as humanly possible. Right? So, you know, you get Shurmur's name on the dotted line and you get him on a plane to Mobile, Alabama, so that he can look at Baker Mayfield, so that he can look at Josh Allen, so that he can look at the rest of the quarterback crop, you know, and any other prospects that the Giants, you know, might wind up being interested in. So a lot of moving parts right now, a lot of things going on. We'll keep you abreast of all of that the best we can at Big Blue View. And as always, we hope that you'll follow at Big Blue View on Twitter. Follow me at Valentine_Ed. Check out our Facebook page. Join our community at BigBlueView.com to enjoy the always entertaining discussions that go on within our community. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about Pat Shurmur. You know, one of the things that I anticipated before Sunday's NFC Championship game, you know, was that if the Vikings lost, if their offense didn't perform well, that there would be some backlash. There would be people saying, oh, we don't want Shurmur now. It's a mistake. It's horrible. You know, his offense isn't all that good. I don't want the guy now. And we saw all of that last night. It's in my comments on the website. It's in my Twitter feed, and I think I tweeted this last night. But all of that overreaction is what fans do. It's emotional. It's basing everything on the last thing that you saw. And to be blunt, it's a mistake. You can't judge anything off the results of one game. You know, the reality of it is with Minnesota last night, things were fine. You know, the first drive was great. Things were fine until Case Keenum got hit, you know, trying to throw a ball deep down the sidelines. You know, he got hit and he threw what ended up being a pick six, you know, and then he fumbled on what looked like it would have been a Minnesota scoring drive that would have either tied the game up or put Minnesota within 4 points had they successfully converted a field goal. You know, and after that, the game got out of control, for Minnesota. But, you know, you can't blame the offensive coordinator for an interception. You can't blame the offensive coordinator for a missed block that led to a fumble. You know, those things happen. The reality of it is you look at the body of work. The body of work for Pat Shurmur, yes, it includes, you know, 2 years in Cleveland as head coach where he got fired after going 9-23. You know, but what we've seen in Cleveland the last 2 years where they've gone 1-31 over 2 years, 9-23 doesn't look all that bad. Especially when you consider that his first year was the lockout year, so he didn't get the benefit of the extra practices that first year head coaches usually get. He didn't get the benefit of any OTAs at all. So, you know, that is what it is. But his work as an offensive coordinator, three different stops, has been impressive. St. Louis, you know, Philly, and now in Minnesota. By all accounts, people who have played for him, worked with him, think that he has what it takes to be successful, you know, as head coach of the Giants. Obviously, we don't know that. Nobody knows for certain what will happen. You know, whatever comes down the road comes down the road. But let's not jump off the Shurmur bandwagon simply because the Minnesota Vikings lost last night to the Eagles in convincing fashion. I mean, that's just kind of silly. So the other thing about the Shurmur hire is that we've already seen some reports of potential assistant coach hirings. Really interesting that Jack Del Rio looks like a strong possibility for the defensive coordinator job. Del Rio with you know, lengthy head coaching experience with the Jaguars and then with the Oakland Raiders, a couple of stints as a defensive coordinator. That's a really interesting big time hire. Bad news, obviously, for Steve Spagnuolo, but really interesting. Also, good news for Giants fans that reports are that Thomas McGahee, you know, recently let go by the Carolina Panthers. Excuse me. Appears to be the likely special teams coach. McGahee was an assistant with the Giants, you know, for 3 or 4 years, I believe from 2007 to 2010. would replace Tom Quinn. I mean, shoot, at this point, anyone who would replace Tom Quinn would be greeted with open arms by Giants fans. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, you're sure that, if, you know, that there have been some things going on behind the scenes. So at least the wheels are in motion there. We should have Shermer's name on the dotted line, you know, within 24 hours. Probably by next week, or, you know, we'll have a coaching staff in place or most of it in place. So interesting time for the Giants. Lots of things going on. And it looks like we're getting a good look now at what the at least what the 2018 coaching staff's going to look like. And we move forward from there. Wanted to talk just a little bit. Just a little about the upcoming Super Bowl. This is a hard one for Giants fans to stomach. I mean, how do you choose between rooting for the Patriots or rooting for the Eagles? I mean, I suppose you could root for the Patriots simply based on the idea that if the Patriots win, then the Giants are still the only team to have beaten New England in a Super Bowl. And that keeps a big fat zero in the Philadelphia Super Bowl championship column. But it's not easy to root for Tom Brady and New England, you know, under most circumstances. So that's a tough one for Giants fans to stomach. You know, I'm really curious to find out what people think and what they're going to do. And perhaps at Big Blue View at some point, perhaps between now and Super Bowl Sunday in 2 weeks, perhaps we'll put up a poll and ask people, you know, what their approach to the game is, who they're going to root for, whether they're going to root for no one. You know, do people care which team wins? You know, from my perspective, the problem with Eagles, you know, with the Eagles winning, to be honest with you, is that the Eagles fan base is insufferable enough without a Super Bowl title to brag about. So, God forbid, I'm not sure I want to look at and listen to what that fan base might sound like, you know, with a Super Bowl title in their back pocket. So we'll see what happens there. Anyway, Giants fans, keep it at Big Blue View. Stay with us. We're happy. We're always happy that you give us a listen, that you check out our work at BigBlueView.com. And we will try to come to you again a little bit later in the week. You know, we'll have a lot of Senior Bowl coverage for you this week. Our draft guy, Chris Flum, is doing a lot of previews of Senior Bowl activity, prospects to watch, breaking down quarterbacks. Really interesting this week with Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen, you know, both participating in the Super Bowl, in the Senior Bowl. Both guys, you know, in consideration early in round one. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see when the Giants get Pat Shermer's name on a contract and get him to Mobile. And with that said, Giants fans, we'll call it a show, and perhaps we'll be talking to you again in a few days. Thanks, and bye-bye now.